Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As you go into the hour of power, as you close your eyes, and where you are, pick a song of praises in your own mouth, and Elijah, the miracle you want tonight, sing the song loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and he doeth wonders. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. The nation of the blame, every knee shall bow. And the nation of the blame, every tongue come. And the nation of the blame, every knee shall bow. And the nation of the blame, every tongue come. And the nation of the Lord. Run. And the nation of the name. Every tongue. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Oh, you are the mighty God. Alleluia. 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 Oh, you are the mighty God. The great I am. Alleluia. Send that fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again. The Holy Ghost. Oh, send the fire! Oh, send the fire! The Holy Ghost fire! Send the fire again! The Holy Ghost. Amen. The hour of power of tonight's service is assigned to international breakthrough. So as many people as are here, and you believe that the fingers of your God can stretch all over the earth to capture and possess for you everything that belongs to you, so you should play these seven prayers. Pray it from your heart. And if there is any document or anything that you bring here, lay your hands on that document, whatever it is. Don't bring it, just lay your hands on it. Lay your hands on it, whatever it is. And as you lay your hands on it, because we're going to lay hands on that document three times. If you are comfortable sitting down, sit down. Want to stand, stand. The important is for your hands to be on those things. And for your prayer to shatter the gates of hell. Say, oh, heavens! Oh!
Sikapenda kaya boshende rabo kunja. Rimasika ni kante ya boshende. Aha.
Yes. 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 Name we pray. You see, things are happening already. Things are happening already. I see cobwebs being cleared away from the face of someone. These are the cobwebs that have been disturbing your breakthrough. Say this again loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya, claim your inheritance by fire. In the name of Jesus. Claim it by fire. Yes. Spirit of the living God. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus' name we pray. Look at what is happening to this sister over there. That's right. You had a dream that you were killing serpents. You killed all the serpents, but then they sent you a big one, and you were not able to kill that big one. Sister, you will remember that dream as I'm telling you now. It is that big serpent that is before you now. But by the time you pray this next prayer, that serpent will have been buried alive. Shout this loud and clear. Serpents of poverty. Serpents of demotion. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Here it has opened up. Yes. Maria Boseka, da sentende kaya bosente yaba, da katanda ka. Dona Bosek, Dona Bosek. Today is not the day Dona Bosek. Dona Bosek. Dona Bosek. Aha, aha. Spirit of the living God, move, 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 move. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen now. Something great is about to happen to thousands of people here now. Every enemy of my international breakthroughs, die! In the name of Jesus. Yes! Papa Sandia! Ribosopondoka Kapoya Boshenta! The Ribosopondo Kantana Kaya Bosha! Bakaponda Kapela Bosopola Kayaba! Mamika Ribosopia! Raya! Pah! Basta! Yes! Continue! Yes! Aha! 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Let me congratulate that sister. That singular serpent that escaped from you before has now been buried alive. I see so many people now receiving letters of breakthrough. And so many gates. Man by household strong man saying certain people will not enter to certain places. Those gates have been torn open now. Sister, say this after me loud and clear. Every bewitchment upon my documents of breakthrough. sister, is that the best you can do here today? Can I hear the brothers shouting it loud and clear? Everybody shouting it loud and clear. You are a liar! God! In the name of Jesus, destroy the witchery. Today, the delusion of all is going to be destroyed. Makatora kaya boshende rabo kunta. Daria boko sopende kaya boshenta. Makatora boshete ya boshente yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. There are some young people here. Young people here, please pray this prayer with boiling madness. Why? Because if you pray it well, what will happen to your life is this: there will be scholarship breakthroughs for you. You pray it well. Pray it with boiling madness. You will raise up your voices like this, especially if you want unexpected breakthroughs. Shout this loud and clear. Every great man, locking my door of international breakthroughs. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make it louder than that, beloved. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Aha, 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 aha. Aha, aha, aha. Yes. Yes. Continue, continue. Just anything is more. Anything is more. Continue, continue. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 7 now. Yes. Say, every owner of the load of stagnancy, carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. Command them to carry their load. What a wonderful night to be here. Nase kaponda kaya bo shente rabo koraba. Nase nte kaya bo shente rabo. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Why these angelic beings who are already amongst us are carrying out their very delicate work. Silence now. That's right. They are recalling what has been stolen. They are uprooting virtues that have been buried. They are blinding evil monitoring eyes. They are removing the strong men that are standing at the gates of cities you are supposed to enter. They are giving you uncommon favor that will make you get that international job. Something is happening in that place. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God, we thank you for another night before you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We have laid our hands on our document for the first time. And we have decreed unto the evilest, beginning from today, let there be a turnaround breaking. I decree by the decree of heaven that no power shall stop you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. That's a few minutes as we take our Bibles before we go into our spiritual clinic. For the next few minutes, let me look at what I call possessing the wealth of the Gentiles. Possessing the wealth of the Gentiles. And that will take us into about four or five scriptures. And then I pass a few comments on those scriptures. Then we'll pray our second round of prayers. The final round of prayers will come after the spiritual clinic. Possessing the wealth of the Gentiles. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man liveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So it is scriptural to capture the wealth of the Gentiles and transfer it to the children of God. It is scriptural to transfer the wealth of the unjust and give it to the just. It is scriptural to transfer the wealth of sinners and give it to the children of God. It is scriptural for us to pray dispossessing prayers on children of the devil and get away from them what they have. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. 2:26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give it to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. So the sinners are to gather, to heap them up. Then at the end of the day, they give it to the children of God. How many of you want to decree wealth transfer here today? If you are that person, shout it loud and now in the book of Job chapter 27, so that you won't say, what kind of thing are they teaching here today? That's how I'm checking scriptures now, so you see it for yourself. Proverbs, Job chapter 27, verse 13. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. It's verse 16 we need. Though he heap up silver as dust, and prepare raiment as decay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. This is scripture. It's not me that wrote it there. In this world in which we're in now, it takes wealth to do practically anything on earth. The purpose of the hour of power here today is to pray to collect back the lost sweat of your ancestors. Beloved, let me tell you one truth. If we can just capture back maybe even half of the wealth assigned to our ancestors, a lot of believers will be stinkingly rich. So the purpose of this meeting today is to collect back those lost sweat of our ancestors. Another reason why we're holding this meeting is to withdraw the wealth of the godless into our pockets. That's what the Bible says. Another reason why we are here this evening is to reap where the unbelievers have labored. So it's a very serious prayer. Another reason we are here this evening, this hour of power, is to acquire the silver and gold stored up by the unrighteous. That's what the Bible says. So they can go and gather it. But we, children of God, were supposed to repossess it from their hands. If you pray the way you should pray, there are plenty of people that God will go and withdraw things from and give it to you. After all, the Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Another reason why we are praying here this evening is not only to receive double promotion, but triple promotion or uncommon promotions. Another reason why we are here tonight is to take back sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. You know the Bible says, if a man be caught stealing, he shall restore sevenfold what he has stolen. You can collect back from the enemy sevenfold of what they have stolen in your life when you were a baby. Another reason we're here tonight is to win scholarship from distant lands. Many of these people with wealth in foreign lands are not born again. They are children of the devil. We can do what you call a wealth transfer. Another thing that we're here tonight is to buy off materials acquired by the ungodly. Buy it off them at cheaper prices. Another reason we're here tonight is to pray so that we can get for less what the ungodly are getting for more. Another reason we're here tonight is to have foreign breakthroughs that swallows any local poverty. So maybe you are here this evening. The enemy has bewitched your traveling documents. The enemy has kept you stagnant. The enemy has ensured that you are very intelligent, but there is no money to sponsor you. This is a night to send your prayer out into the four corners of the earth to bring forward uncommon breakthroughs into your camp. The power of God is here tonight, according to the scriptures we've read, to fulfill these things. People with dark powers, they have perfected the technique of virtue transfer. After how many years ago, many years ago, 1985, we prayed for a young lady. She came herself and said, "Pastor, pray for me." I said, "Because I've converted the brain of all junior sisters, their senior brothers, you know, everybody in the family. I've converted their brain to sawdust." I said, go and check them up. And we found that practically in the whole of the family, no one is doing very well academically. They've taken their brains and transferred it to somewhere else. I pray that anyone here tonight, and that which you make it to move forward has been transferred. Repossess your possession in the name of Jesus. Repossess your possession. 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 In the name of Jesus. Dark powers have perfected virtue transfer. And the Bible makes us to understand that things like peace, joy, prosperity, glory, breakthroughs, they are spiritual entities. They exist like an entity in the spirit world. They can be given and removed. They can be transferred. They can remove all the money somebody will make in this life away from the person completely. They transfer it. They can steal it and give it to themselves. They perfected that technique. These are serious matters. But the big truth, which many of us still have not succeeded in keying into, is that we have a greater power. Jesus fed 5,000 people with just a few pieces of fish and bread. 5,000. Jesus paid his tax by asking the disciples to get money in the mouth of a fish. In the land of famine, Elijah stood and said, "Go, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand and some oil." And the widow said, "My Lord, that's all we have. I'm just open to eat it and then that's all. But nevertheless, because you want it, I'll give it to you."
And Elijah said, your jar of oil shall not dry, and that of bread too shall not be spent. And all through the 3.5 years of famine, that woman ate like a king. We have a greater power. I remember the great apostle Babalola. By the time he went to be with the Lord, he had plenty of houses, which the owners abandoned, and they gave it to him at giveaway prices. Some would build a big house, and serpents would be crying on the roof, and the man of God would come and pray there, and the serpents would be silenced. But they would say, I'm sorry, we can't leave anybody. Man of God, anything you have, just bring it, take the house away. That's wealth transfer. A child of the devil is sitting on money that he's using to serve the devil. We have the right to unseat him and remove that money for God's work. Because God holds everything. God wants us to prosper. God has given us power to get wealth. The Bible says God can teach us to make profit. According to Isaiah 48:17, the Bible makes us understand that poverty comes from Satan after the fall. God promises us also the wealth of the wicked. And this is why we are here today. We are going to go into prayers again. The kind of prayers we are going to go into now, they are what we call wealth transfer prayers. Taking it away from the camp of the enemy and transferring it into our camp. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. Plenty of things have already happened here tonight, but more things will begin to happen now. But you see, wealth transfer prayers are not prayers for gentlemen to pray. Because the devil is a person who wants to possess wealth. And he doesn't really want to release it to God's children. Because he knows what we're going to do with it. Close your eyes now. Aha. The words of the prayer may look very, very serious to you. But don't worry. Pray them. There will be results. Say, you wicked. Work very hard. Gather wealth. Can I hear the sister saying this loud and clear? Sisters, is that how serious thing you want it? Brother, shout it loud and clear. And transfer it to me. Can you say it loud and clear? Yes. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray the word transfer prayers. Command them to work very hard. Name we pray. Shout this loud and clear. Diviners of the wicked. Run mad. Can you say that loud and clear? And let their word flee to my camp. In the name. Now say this with a holy shout. Falling benefits. Jump out from the grip of the wicked. Can you shout this the way you want it to happen, baby? Locate me by fire. In the name of Jesus.
locate you by fire. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now, as we pray this next prayer, the power of God will now begin to move from person to person. This is the second time now. Lay your hands on any document you brought here. The final laying of hands is coming after the spiritual clinic. You will shout this loud and clear.
Oh, wicked! Make mistakes that will move me forward. Can you shout this loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than this. In the name of Jesus, there are some mistakes that will move us forward. Masekatenda kaya beshende rabo kentia. Riba sepandi kentia. In Jesus' name we pray.
See, retain your hand on that document.
Every power of my father's house, arresting my father's benefits.
Thank you, Jesus. Let there be silence now. If you came here with any sickness on your body, it is time to lay your hands upon it. Yes, the power of stroke has been broken to pieces in somebody's life. At this one side of your body looks dead. If you had great difficulty getting up from bed this morning, the arrow fired into those, that's your hand and your leg has been broken completely. Yes, the power ringing bells in your ears, that power has now been completely silenced. You plantation of spirit husband, in the womb of that sister, that they are calling fibroids,
hear the word of the Lord. Get out of your hiding place. In the name of Jesus, you the abnormal high blood pressure, vanish now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, let every infirmity presented here now begin to lose their hold and flee from the hiding place.
Lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus.
Masakaponde sente yabushanda. Rabesekatende kayaba.
Right magnetizing power.
Fall upon my life now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now there is someone over there. A strong man has been following you to the embassies. Something has happened while you were praying. That strong man has been buried now. The enemy knows that your wealth is over there. Has banned you from going. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, I thank you for these people here.
Cover their testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Let your mighty fall upon their lives. Affliction will not rise again a second time. Say this again loud and clear. I fire back every arrow of sorry. Fly next time. I fire back every arrow of sorry. Fly next time. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet now. If you have any documents here you want to use as a point of breakthrough for your international breakthrough, it's the time to just lay your hands upon it, whatever it is. Just lay your hands. Don't bring it, just lay your hands on it where it is. And pray this prayer with all your heart. Then after praying this prayer with all your heart, then I'm going to pray as well. And I want your amen to be super dynamic. Anointing to prosper in dry places. Fall upon my documents. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to decree that anointing to come upon it. Even in dry places. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and clear. Every gate of my global breakthrough. Open! In the name of Jesus. Command the gates to open. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray this louder than anyone here. Every power assigned to kill me. Can you say this loud and clear? You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus, whatever powers been assigned to kill you, let those powers be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, Pirika Ponde Kasanda, Naribaka Ponde Kasante Yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your amen be sharp and dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand here as a servant this day, and I decree according to your promise that all who are presented here today, they will be candidates of global breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Your God shall arise. Your enemies shall scatter. 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 Every document presented here today, every document presented here today, become the document of testimonies. Now, in the name of Jesus. I cover you and everything that is yours with the blood of Jesus. It is written,
that you to the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Will not suffer your feet to be moved. For he that keepeth you will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go, the hand of God shall be upon you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Ngozi Onyema. I thank God.